time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yes, he's on. And welcome back to, let's see, it's 11:16 right now. And how are you all doing today? Feel good? Well, I could always get a little more sleep. Isn't it funny how, I don't know if it's just the fact you get older, it's harder to go to sleep. I saw something on Facebook, though, the other day that told how to go to sleep within minutes. But it has to do with clearing your mind of everything. I can never get mine that clear. 11:16 right now. And, okay, tell me the man's name that used to be the kingpin in the big celebration in La Rue. And can you tell me the name of the celebration? I can remember when one of our weather girl, was in the used to have a 5K. She came down from Cleveland to or was it Pennsylvania? It might have been State College in Pennsylvania to run in the 5K. Yeah, I think she has passed away in the meantime, but she wasn't all that old. She was a kind of a young person. Liked to play baseball. Okay, now, oh, here's a good one. Now this goes back to the time when I first came to Marion. So you might not know the answer. There was a kind of like a patent medicine that came out back then. Oh, and it had the biggest advertising campaign of anything ever on the face of the earth. And it started, the manager that came to WMRN was from a station in Dayton. And he went through all the publicity of this particular patent medicine was using. And it's kind of interesting because he could tell you all about it. But it was a medicine that was supposed to be a cure-all. Now, you couldn't do it today, of course. I don't think. Now, I notice in the newspaper, though, every day there's another thing, you know, a miracle ingredient that cures something in particular. But this deal, it started with the letter H. A patent medicine started with the letter H. And it was so popular, they had advertisements on radio and TV and banners and signs. It was the biggest promoted medicine or cure-all that you could ever recall. And what was its name? That's what I'm asking you. Now, I had this question one other time, and it took me a while, but I got an answer. What was the name of that ingredient, or what was the name of that medicine that was so highly touted? You couldn't get away with it today because it's more like a medicine man's thing, or snake oil, you might say. What was its name? It started with the letter H. Or can you tell me what design is on a particular knife, a buck knife, to show that it is very sturdy and strong? All right, we got the Lima, the city of Lima, okay. And what else? Oh, the name of the festival in La Rue, and the man that pretty well got it started and promoted it widely. What was the name of that festival, and what was the name of the man? Either one's all right. Okay, and we got squid. And now this man that was so prominent in the festival in LaRue was also the head guy at Depot Sales. I mean, he was not the owner, but he was about the best salesperson that you could ever encounter anywhere. He was a man that if you went in and said you wanted a left-hand monkey wrench and all they had was right-handed ones, he could talk you into a left-handed one. And rightfully so. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, would that be Jim Fox?
Jim Fox?
No, yeah, Jim Thorpe.
Oh, Jim Thorpe. No, it was, it related to that, but it wasn't Jim Thorpe. Thank you.
Yeah, and
Jim Thorpe settled down in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. And the town that he was from is called Mauch Chunk now. And there was a diner in that town that's up in the Liberty Aviation Museum at Port Clinton now. So anyhow, thanks for calling. Okay. Yeah. That's something. Oh, that diner at Port Clinton. Wow. Liberty Aviation Museum. And all their food has a aviation title to it. I'd like to get up there again one of these days. It's a nice trip up there. You go across the Edison Bridge, Thomas Edison Bridge, and once it ends, I can hear a siren in the background. Once it ends, you take a left turn and you get right there in no time at all. Okay, what else can I ask you? Oh, yeah. Did I ask this the other day? The town in Michigan and the town in Ontario with the same name, and they're right next to one another. What's the name of that town? Okay, now I'm giving away. I've got an oil change, of regular oil, that is, and I've got all these passes that would admit a person to the big dunes down there at where Tecumseh was held. Okay. If you want to find out all about it, hauntedmountain.org on your computer. Okay, 11:22 is the time. Or can you tell me on a buck knife, you knife people, on a buck knife there's a plate on every knife that shows you how strong that buck knife really is. And what would that be? Or can you tell me the original title of the Marine Cadets? I think it was, well, I'm sure it was, the original title was the Marine Cadets, or it wasn't. The original title was not the Marine Cadets. What was it? Anyone listening that was associated with that? And there, what was the man's name that built the building where Danner Buick is now? He was once located in a building occupied by Drum Motor Sales on North Main Street in Marion. What was his name? And I worked for him, you know, doing broadcasts from his dealership. He even had a test track where he could get out and test his cars without going out on the highway. What was his name? I think he has passed away by now. Ah, yes, I can remember. In 1 year, I was scheduled to do a remote broadcast from his place. And I got the flu the day before, and I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? Well, interesting thing, before I went to do that broadcast, I drank a bottle of, kind of lime flavored, and somehow it did something, and I was able to complete the broadcast. Oh my. Okay, the original name of the Marion Cadets. What was it? Okay, or the man that built the building where the Danner Buick Company was located. Let's see, what did he build it or did Danner build it? Maybe Danner built it. But it became his building. He bought it. And he didn't sell. Buick said, I don't think he sold Oldsmobiles. Well, maybe he did sell some Buicks. But his big thing was Oldsmobiles. How many of you remember Oldsmobiles? Well, their last model they came out with, they really put a lot of advertising into it, and I can't remember the name of it. But I was invited to go to the Mid-Ohio racetrack and drive one at 90 miles an hour around that racetrack. That was a thrill. But they had a company man in the seat next to me with a helmet on. We both had helmets. And I can remember going up to 90 miles an hour on the Mid-Ohio. Boy, that was something. And so we got to, we were supposed to be able to use that car for a whole week after that. It's a personal car. But a guy I worked with said, hey, you can't do that. I'm entitled to that. So I said, okay, fine. 11:26 is the time. And how are you all doing today? Any good stories? How many of you have, well, there's no trunk or treating yet. What day will trunk or treating take place in the area? Is it the last day, the 31st? You know, Halloween stands for Hallowed Eve, the Eve of All Saints Day, and the Eve of All Souls Day. That's how the word Halloween comes up. And it goes back thousands of years, like most everything, like the original dunes for either Easter, Halloween, and all kinds of festivals that we have today without any knowledge of what it used to be 1,000 years ago. But Halloween, yes, was the Druids, they were called. You'd have to look that up on Google. What's a Druid? D-R-U-I-D. All right. Let me see. Where in Ohio would you find the Melon Festival? Where in Ohio would you find the Melon Festival? And if you want to get an oil change of regular oil for your car, I've got that from Bill Huntsman. Or I've got tickets to Sleepy Hollow Experience, now through the 31st. And I think it takes place down where Tecumseh was held. If you want to, you could type this in, hauntedmountain.org, and you'd come up with exactly where it is and how to get there. All right, it's 11:27 and a half. Boy, we're getting we're moving right along today. Oh, yes, and that, kind of like you call it today, snake oil. What was the name of that? Are any of you old enough? Let's see, that would have been in the 50s and 60s. That was so highly advertised. It was everywhere. Yeah. In fact, that was one of their slogans. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. I think. No, that was Chicken Man, wasn't it? Chicken Man. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Remember that? Yeah, I used to broadcast the Chicken Man. Came in on records. Not tape, but records. And it was full of numerous cuts. And they would schedule the Chicken Man every day according to the cut number. It would have been side A, cut 10, and then you would have to cue it up to that. Yeah. Now they don't do any cueing of records anymore. And that used to be such a common thing. I can remember back in the late 40s, my parents bought a record player radio combination. And when you opened it up, the record player slid out. Oh, my goodness. That was something. I can still remember one of the songs that we had on a record that we played over and over called Carolina in the Morning. Now, isn't that funny how you'd remember that? That was, 60-some years ago, or 70 years ago. I can still remember that Carolina in the Morning record, because it sounded so nice on that brand new record player. Wow. You see, a lot of these things you all have missed. Okay. Name the cadets. What was their original name? They used to practice out, and I heard the same songs every night for weeks and weeks and weeks, where they practiced behind a radio station. And I used to shut the door because I got so tired of hearing this one.
Kid, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
All right, and now listen, if you don't want to do the haunted thing, you don't have to. You can just answer the question. I'm getting short on answers, long on questions. Like, two St. Marie's, one in Michigan and one in Canada. Well, that's right. That's the answer that I was going to ask. One town with the same name in Canada and the United States, Sault Ste. Marie. And that's the site of a canal. I went through that canal once on a boat. Yeah, that was a long time ago. It was on a trip promoting Marion. Or wait, no, it was a trip that I did a tour of people from Marion, clear up through, way out west through the Doors area of Wisconsin and all around. Then we came down through Sault Ste. Marie and took that long ride up into Canada. Anybody listening was on that ride? It was a lot of fun. We had a picnic lunch and everything. Okay, name the man who used to be at Depot Sales. He's passed away since. That was a big organizer for the big festival in LaRue. What was his name? Okay. What was the name of the drum and bugle corps in Marion originally? Name the drum and bugle corps of Marion. What was the original name? All right. And let me see. What else can I ask you if you don't know? let me see. Okay. Yeah, the CRT. Now, there's a good one. Most of you had CRTs in your house up until a point. Until plasma screens came about. The flat screen that you watch your TV on today. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Good morning. Yes. The gentleman's name was Harry Roberts.
Yes, good old Harry.
Yeah, a little short guy.
Yeah, I miss Harry. He was from Vermont originally.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, what a great guy he was.
Yeah, he went to our church for a while.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, you know, where he went to. Did he originate, or did he live in Richwood?
No, he lived in LaRue.
LaRue, okay.
Yeah, he was their big go-getter in LaRue. The organizer of the Oorang Bang.
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah. And I used to deal a lot with Harry. In fact, I've got things yet that I bought from Harry at Depot Sales.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We always enjoyed going out there, too.
Yeah, wasn't that fun? Yeah.
Yes, it was, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's just one to call in.
Very good. Okay.
All righty.
Thanks.
Oh, sure.
Bye. Okay. Yeah, Harry Roberts. I tell you that. I don't know of any other man that could take the place of Harry Roberts now. Harry was a really kind man and a man with knowledge. Wow. Okay, can you tell me the name of that patent medicine that was highly... Oh, there was no other medicine that's ever been advertised. Even 3S Tonic. Do you remember 3S Tonic? Yeah, you could go into a drugstore and see it up on the shelf. 3S Tonic. I don't know what the S stood for. Now, that would be a good question if I knew the answer. 3S Tonic, yeah. It was almost like, what was the name of for sore throats? What was that? It had an imprint on the bottle of a giraffe. what was the name of that? Tonsilline or something like that? Yeah. There should be a lot of patent medicines, but there are no more. There's this expensive. Oh, you talk about expensive. I'm on, and some of you obviously are on this same blood thinner called, what's it called? Anyhow, I was originally on a baby aspirin for years. Then all of a sudden my cardiac doctor said, oh, you can't take those anymore. You got to take Eliquis. Now, is there a campaign on to sell Eliquis? If there is, there's some money being made because it sells for up to $400 a month. And we're at the point where we really can't afford to buy any more Eliquis. And they say don't stop using it unless you talk to your doctor. How many of you are on Eliquis? How many of you have got a... Now, I applied for a discount. But what was the name of the company that makes it? McKesson Robbins or something like that. They sent me a letter and said, sorry, you don't qualify. But if you got an inventory of all the medicines you're taking and their cost, we might consider it. But who can afford $300 or $400 a month for a medicine? Woo! And yet, if you don't take it, you could have a stroke fairly easy, you know, a little blood clot. I don't know. It's a different world we live in. We don't have patent medicines. All we've got is high-priced prescriptions. Of course, they're obviously better than those old patent medicines. The patent medicines used to be mostly alcohol. 740-333-9944 is our number to call. What was the original name of the Marion Cadets Drum and Bugle Corps? What was the original name? All right. Boys, we're kind of short on calls today. Is there something interesting on TV? Now, let me see. What else have I got here I could tease you with? Yeah, that man on Feast Avenue. He was on the Sultana, as I said, and actually survived. He was in the water, and somebody picked him up. Most of the guys on the Sultana died of burns or other injuries when the boiler exploded. That was something. Now, here's an easy one. Tell me, where is a melon festival every year? It's in northern Ohio, the Melon Festival. And believe me, they have the theme all over the place, boxes and boxes of pumpkins and melons, of watermelons and cantaloupe. Where is that festival every year in northern Ohio? Can you name the city? Now, that should be fairly easy. They show up here in our popcorn parade usually every year with their float. They've had the same float for a long time in the shape of a melon. Okay, 740-383-9944. Let's see, what kind of answers have I got so far? Okay, what are the sweetest onions you'll find in the produce department today? They're really good. And what town are they, or what state are they from? Well, you don't need to know that. Just, they start with the letter V. What onion would that be? 740-383-9944. We try to have them on hand all the time at our house because they're so good. Oh, boy. They're not real sharp, you know, in onion flavor. They're just gentle. What's the name of that onion? It's grown in Georgia, incidentally. Okay, let's see. Oh, in Lexington, Ohio, there is a festival every year. What is the name of that festival? 740-383-9944. I don't know. I've got all these. I got zoo tickets. If you want to go to the zoo, I've got plenty of those. Or you want to do the wilds thing. Or if you want a certificate to get your oil changed, that's regular. 5 quarts of regular oil, not synthetic. I had my oil changed the other day in my car. I use 5DW30, I think it is, or 5DW40. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, looking for my Dagger. Yeah,
Vidalia onions, yes. Boy, they're good.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Bob, you qualify for a prize?
No, I'm not quite done yet.
Okay, very good. Okay, we'll see ya. Yeah. There's a company in a place in Pennsylvania called Kitchen Kettle, and they put up a jars of Vidalia onion with some other things mixed with it. Oh, it is so out of this world good. But it's a long way to drive. It's like 500 miles from here. I just wish that they sold or, you know, had it available in stores out this way, like Walnut Creek. Okay, let me see. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, is the Melon Festival in Milan, Ohio?
Yes, it's in Milan, yes. Right near the home of Thomas Edison.
Yeah, I've been up to there before. It's been a while, but...
Yeah, I used to make shingles up there every year.
Oh, great.
Would you like a prize today?
Yeah, do you have any zoo tickets?
Yes, I sure do, yeah. Okay, you've got two zoo tickets. What's your name?
Bill?
Ballinger. Yeah, Bill, okay. All right, we're open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to pick up your prize.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, bye. Okay. Hey, let's see here. Bill, put this down here on my win sheet. Okay. Today is the 16th. Wow. Time is flying. Just a second, I'm writing this out so I don't forget it. Okay. Zoo, and how are you? Okay. That's good. So we've given away one haunted ticket and one zoo ticket so far today. And I've got all these questions that need answering. Woo! Now, let me tell you, I don't think anyone will ever know the answer to that patent medicine that was so highly promoted. It was called Hadacol, H-A-D-A-C-O-L. And the thing was, say, well, why'd they name it that? And the answer was, well, they had to call it something. Oh, how many of you remember Hadacol? It's not sold anymore, of course. It was sold over probably a short period of time. But it was real snake oil. But promoted to no end. You know, if you got the money to promote something, you generally come out ahead, if not broke. Okay, well, let me see. Oh, the festival in Lexington, Ohio. I think it already took place this year. What is the festival in Lexington, Ohio? And I worked there, too. I worked 2 years, I think. I made shingles at that festival. In fact, the Historical Society of Richland County had me under their roof over there. And I had a lot of fun. But whole blueberries everywhere. Blueberry pie, blueberry ice cream. Oh, blueberries to come out of your ears. Wow. Okay, this might be easy. Who was a country western star, or the cowboy, I should say, that had a famous cap gun? The cowboy that had the famous gun, cap gun, that is. Boy, if you had one right now. Oh. Okay, go ahead, caller. Yes, go ahead. Are you there? Okay, well, call me back. Okay. Well, let's see what else. Had a call. Wow. Lexington Festival takes place every year. And it's nice. It's tasty. Ice cream and pie. Oh, my. Yeah. Wow. Well, let's see. What's the name of that festival in Lexington? The one thing I didn't like about that festival, they have a parade every year, and in the parade they have all these fire trucks. And the fire trucks keep using their siren through the whole thing. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Roy Rogers, Cap Gun?
No, it wasn't Roy Rogers, but it was one similar.
Gene Autry did.
Yes, it was Gene Autry.
Okay.
Yeah, the white.
I remember those, even though I'm a girl.
Scott,
I
you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. But actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, back once again. Speaking, going back to the Milan Melon Festival. Okay, and it's in the same town as Thomas Edison was born in 1847, but they left there at an early age, Edison's parents. But their festival, this year, they have a, you know, different people have yard sales. And this year, I'd always wanted, and you might, some of you men might are familiar with this, Dremel tools. You know the Dremel tools? And there's a what would you call it, drill press for Dremel tools. And I'd always wanted one, but they were like $40, and I couldn't afford it. At the Milan Melon Festival, they were, got one for, I think it was $7, and just like brand new. Oh, well, that was my day. And now all I got to do is find out how to use it, since I don't do as much of those physical things anymore as I used to. But that was really good, the Dremel drill press, and $7. Wow, I can't believe it. Well, let's see, what else can I ask you? What was the original name of the Drum and Bugle Corps in Marion? And let me see if I can find some other questions. Oh, where in Ohio would you find a festival concerning apples? The Apple Festival. It should be, maybe it's just over or going to be, kind of like one of the last festivals of the year. I think the last one is the Circleville Pumpkin Show. Now, to be included in Ohio festivals in an official capacity, it used to be you had to be inspected by the Ohio Festival Committee. They came to your town and looked everything over and to see how closely you were coinciding with the theme of your festival. I don't know if they still do that or not. But that was something, you know, to gain acceptance into the Ohio Festival Association. I used to go to their meetings once a year. Good morning, we're on the air.
Is it Van Wert?
Van Wert, what was my question?
For the Apple Festival.
Oh, no. No, it wasn't Van Wert. But they do have good apples out there.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Van, you know what Van Wert? Oh, let me tell you. Borden, this would make a good question. I won't use it today for a question. Borden ice cream and Borden cheese and Borden this and that used to have a product made in Van Wert. It was the only place in the United States that you could buy this particular product. And what was it? Yeah, it was Liederkranz cheese. Liederkranz. Yeah, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, you were talking about the Apple Festival?
Yes.
That's in Jackson, Ohio, and it was in September.
Oh, in September.
Right after our popcorn festival.
Oh, okay. Hey, would you like a prize today?
I don't know what you've got.
Well, I got zoo tickets.
Zoo tickets?
Yeah, and I've also got tickets to the place where Tecumseh is held, a kind of a Sleepy Hollow thing.
No, not right now.
Okay.
Let it somebody else have them. So.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for precipitating.
You have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, 11:49 is the time, and let me see what I was looking down here at the Crawford County area, like Marion County has a Marion County Park District. Crawford County has a park district, too, and it's called Low Volk. Now, if you were listening to me in Bucyrus and you heard the name Volk, right away, if you're old enough, would have thought of roasted peanuts. Volk was very popular for his roasted peanuts on North Sandusky Avenue. Wow. Memories. Memories. That's all that's left. You know, when you go to the great beyond, all that's left is memories. Okay, let me see if I can come up. The original name of the Drum and Bugle Corps in Marion. All right. Yeah, let me see here. Trying to... Yeah, there's a festival in Galleon. Not the Oktoberfest. But there's a festival in Galleon named for a trickly body of water that goes through Heise Park. Of course, Galleon natives would say Heise Park. Okay, what's the name of that festival? And the festival, its name does not have to do with the accuracy of the little stream that goes through that area. Okay, it's called Pickle Run. The Pickle Run Festival, and the river, the little tiny stream is called Olentangy. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm looking elsewhere here. Yeah, well, there used to be a restaurant. In fact, I think there were two of them all together in Galleon. And it was operated by one man. It was a good restaurant. Yeah, they're all gone now. What was the name of that restaurant? I think they were on the square at one time. Then one time they were down where Route 61 and 30 split. All right. What was the name of the park? Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. How are you doing? Hey, pretty good. I see you're posting quite often.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ask what is made in Van Wert that goes worldwide?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to give you the answer.
I think that's the Kennedy Toolbox, isn't it?
No. It's called Liederkranz Cheese. Made by the Borden Company.
Oh.
The only place in the world it was made, Liederkranz.
Oh, okay.
You see,
I thought you were referring to Kennedy Toolboxes.
No,
worldwide, and that's where they're made.
Oh, really? Okay. That's pretty. You know, there's a town that we spend some time in every year and have for over 40 years that makes bodies for utility trucks called Reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. And that's the town we stay near every year for 40-some years. Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sure sell
a
lot of
them. Something else.
Yeah.
Everybody's been saying they're stocking up on Parmesan and provolone cheese because of the tariffs.
Oh, really?
Why don't they just go get it at Berlin?
Oh.
Buy it in Ohio.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, but we finally got a piece of Parmesan cheese where you have to run it over a grater, like they do on the cook shows on TV.
Yeah.
Instead of buying it in a plastic bag. Yeah. Now, how are you doing?
I thought I'm doing all right.
In your retirement years. Do you do
yeah,
any...
Yeah, my retirement years. The rusty years.
Yeah, there's a guy, you probably know him, Jim Van Meter. He's and now he's at Salem, substituting there. And Jim has been in the business like yours forever. But he can't get away from it. They keep calling him back.
Well, sometimes, you know, when they offer, if you stay another more year, we'll give you this much. They say, what's one more year? And I'll get an extra $100 a month or something.
Yeah.
My uncle was like that with the post office. And finally, he had to give in.
Yeah.
Well, it's good talking to you today.
Okay, well, hey, and thanks. You were the very first Peanut King. I need to mention that.
Oh, yeah.
Did anyone ever come up to you and say, hey, I know you. You were the first Peanut King.
No.
No, it was too long ago.
Yeah, they forget all about it.
That was only 1969 or so.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, Charlie.
All right.
Behave yourself.
Yeah, you too.
Having trouble.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yes. Oh, let me see. 11:55. There's not much trouble we can get into before the hour. Oh, let me see. Okay. Why do I have this as a question? What kind of gas do they use in a hot air balloon? Oh, that'd be the propane gas. Let's see what else. In the original name of the Drum and Bugle Corps in Marion, do you know what it is or was? The original name for the Drum and Bugle Corps in Marion. We've had so many questions today. And let me see, do I have some? Yeah, there's a street in Marion that is mispronounced all the time. People add an extra syllable to it. It's in the west, semi-west end of Marion. It starts with the letter O. What? Okay, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, over to Galleon. You wanting to know the name of that park where that little creek runs through?
Yes.
It's Hugh Heisey Park, ain't it?
Yeah, it's Heisey. Although the natives say it's Heise, not Heisey.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll try again sometime.
Okay, very good. All right. Let's see. What else? Yeah, there was a pioneer family in Marion, too. I think one of the tombstones is still over in the cemetery there on Henry Street. Is it Henry? Do you know the old pioneer cemetery? Well, let's see. What else pops up here? Oh, here's a caller. Okay, go ahead, caller. Hello? Well, that's interesting. Hello, caller.
Hey, the street you're talking about is Olney or Olney?
Olney, yeah, Olney. Everybody says Olney.
I know. It's Olney, right?
Yeah, Olney. Right. Hey, would you like a prize?
I could do zoo tickets.
Okay, all right. You've got two of them. Now, what is your name?
It's Harry, H-A-R-R-Y. Last name is Klein, K-L-I-N-E.
Oh, Harry Klein. Okay. Yeah, I've known a lot of Kleins. I graduated with Kleins in my class. Okay.
Most of them from Prospect, far as I know.
Oh, okay.
They're about all gone now.
Oh, in fact, we got one donkey from a Klein.
Oh, right.
Down in Delaware County. Okay, now you know where we're located?
Yeah, what day did you pick them up?
Okay, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right. Hey, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too. Yes, okay. Oh, yes. So we got another zoo ticket here. All right. Did you find out any more, Glenn, about the location of that haunted
thing? It is where they have the...
Where Tecumseh was? Okay. All right.
And you drive through.
You drive through? Oh, you drive through.
Jump out at you.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me of another story. I was on the island of Grenada, called the Spice Island, and I better write this down, zoo, okay, and people popped out of the bushes trying to sell you, well, it looked like drugs, but it was spices, and you didn't dare take any of that back to the boat, or they'd throw you off, because it all looked like dope. Oh, my, but they were selling probably some very expensive spices, but people were afraid to buy it. But that was the island of Grenada. And at least that, the people there said, we are thankful for you Americans. You saved us. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Caller from Asheville, Ohio.
Well, huh. Asheville. Let's see, who else is in Asheville? It's coming up on noon. Asheville. Seems like I've got a relative in Asheville.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we...